Time now for Chow St. Louis.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Welcome to WEW 770. This is Mike Santangelo, and it's time for the Chow St. Louis Italian Music Program. Welcome on this hot, hot Sunday, hot, hot weekend. It's been a blistering summer weekend this weekend. We have some special guests with us today. We have Professoressa Cynthia Stohans. She'll be joining us in a little bit. And we have our co-host Mike Cross with us today as well.
Ciao, buona domenica a tutti. È un po' caldo oggi, no? Benvenuti a tutti al programma radiofonico di Chow St. Louis. Potete chiamarci durante la programmazione con le vostre richieste al 314-969-7700. Adesso mettetevi comodi, rilassatevi e godetevi il programma. Grazie a tutti voi ascoltatori.
All right, allora cominciamo con la musica e un augurio di speedy recovery for my mother-in-law Lil Di Piazza, una canzone dedicata a lei di Dennis Fantina, Io credo in te.
Vorrei che veramente tra di noi lo splendido presente avesse un poi per crescere ancora, ora dopo ora. Vorrei che poi nessuna gelosia inquini acqua pura sulla via di un amore pulito che non sia mai tradito. Sarà che forse non mi credi, ma io qui ci sto mettendo l'anima. Per me sono solo quattro le parole. Io credo in te, perché sei troppo importante, perché l'amore non è mai cosa facile, ma credo tra noi sarà possibile. Che sei la cosa più grande che cresce dentro di me e si alimenta in te ogni giorno un po'. Vada, lasci la tua scia per viverti adesso con tutto di me stesso. Sarà che forse non mi ascolti, ma io qui ci sto mettendo l'anima. Per me son solo quattro le parole. Io credo in te, perché sei troppo dentro di me e si alimenta in te ogni giorno, sai, a volte non serve spiegare, bastano poche parole, so solo che io credo in te. Like
di me e si alimenta in te ogni giorno un po'.
Okay, you're listening to the Charles St. Louis Italian Music Program. Give us a call here at the studio at 314-969-7700. Continuiamo con la musica di Giorgia. La prossima canzone intitolata Credo.
Per non tornare indietro, mentre riguardo in uno specchio i segni di chi ero. È il tempo del risveglio, risalgo dal profondo, dopo aver fatto a pugni con me stessa. Credo e credo nelle lacrime che sciolgono le maschere. Vita, credo in me. Io credo in una vita, credo in te. Credo in questa vita, credo in me. Credo nell'universo nascosto in uno sguardo, nella magia del tempo che scandisce un cambiamento. E resterà il ricordo, ma non sarà un tormento, dopo aver fatto un patto col mio ego. Credo e credo nelle lacrime che sciolgono le maschere. Credo nella luce delle idee che il vento non può spegnere. Io credo in questa vita, credo in me. Io credo in una vita, credo in te. Io credo in questa vita, credo in te. Sono consapevole che non cambiano le regole, ma credo in un amore che vince sempre sulle tenebre. Credo ancora in un bacio che parte e il cuore che batte, uomini e macchine, l'inizio e la fine, la vita e la morte, ancora rinascere come le stelle, tra l'arte e il disordine un giro di anime. Siamo satelliti intorno all'amore, intorno all'amore. Credo e credo nelle lacrime che sciolgono le maschere.
And that was Giorgia with Credo. Again, give us a call with any special requests or dedications here at the studio at 314-969-7700 or visit us online at ciaostl.com. And also our Facebook page can be found at Ciao St. Louis. La prossima canzone, the next song by Alvaro Soler, Sofia.
Sueño cuando era pequeño sin preocupación. En el corazón sigo viendo aquel momento, se desvaneció, desapareció.
Ya no te creo, ya no te deseo, solo te veo, solo te deseo.
Mira, Sofía,
pasó. Sé que te corté las alas, él te hizo volar, él te hizo soñar. Ya no te creo, ya no te deseo, eo. Solo te veo, solo te deseo, eo. Mira, Sofía, sin tu mirada sigo, sin tu mirada sigo. Dime, Sofía, sin tu mirada. Dime, Sofía, ¿cómo te mira? Dime, ¿cómo te mira?
Mira, Sofía, sin tu mirada sigo, sin tu mirada sigo. Dime, Sofía,
Café Napoli and Bar Napoli, St. Louis's hotspot for athletes and celebrities, has your table ready. Our award-winning chefs will tempt and tantalize your palate with over 600 old and new world wines in the swankiest atmosphere in town. Private parties, corporate events, or just the most romantic evening of your life. The Pietoso family brings you a taste of Italy their way. Visit us in Clayton or Napoli 2 in town and country. Be a part of our family. CafeNapoli.com.
This program is brought to you by Vincent's Jewelers, locally owned and operated full-service jewelry, serving the St. Louis community for more than 35 years. Owner Vito Lentini and his staff invite you to visit their beautiful showroom, where you will experience professional and personal service, as well as top-quality jewelry, without paying the top-quality prices. Vincent's Jewelers has more than 1,100 engagement and wedding-type rings, as well as more than 1,300 loose diamonds, so that you can choose the diamond that's right for you. That's Vincent's Jewelers at 11733 Olive Boulevard in Creve-Coeur, Missouri. Give them a call at 314-989-9030 or visit them at vincentsjewelers.com.
Welcome to Viviano's. I'm Michael Viviano, and this is Viviano's Festa Italiano. Shop our Italian grocery and deli items today, including everything you need to make an authentic Italian meal. Old world ingredients from sauces, pastas, meats, cheeses, spices, and more, featuring Parmigiano Reggiano, prosciutto, ricotta, and cannoli shells. We prepare sandwiches, pastas, salads, and our homemade tiramisu at our Italian cafe. Or try Viviano's catering for your next celebration. Come to Viviano's, where every day is an Italian festival.
All right. Well, today we have a very special guest with us, Dr. Cynthia Stolhans, professor of art history at St. Louis University. Dr. Stolhans specializes in the art of the Italian Renaissance. She travels yearly to Italy, giving lectures and conferences. Her book, St. Catherine of Alexandria in Renaissance Roman Art, explains why a medieval female saint from the Eastern Mediterranean came to be such a powerful symbol in early modern Rome. She is currently finishing a new book entitled Renaissance Roman Mistresses, Lives, Lovers, and Art. Dr. Stolhans, it's a pleasure having you with us today. Firstly, tell us a little bit about your background in art history. Did you always have a passion for it? And how did you get to specializing in specifically in Italian Renaissance paintings?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me today. I have to say that when I went to college, I went to the University of Missouri, St. Louis. I was a biology major, and I was a biology major for 3 years. But my first semester, freshman year, my advisor put me in this course called Intro to Art History, and I walked into that class, and my life changed forever, I have to say. I just connected with it. It was everything about it. It was so different than anything I had ever studied before. I had certainly been to museums and been looking at architecture, but that class really changed things around for me. So when I finally changed my major, this is what happened. Okay, so I was still a biology major. So in 1 week's time, my biology class had a class trip to a field to study cow placentas. My art history class went to Laclede's Landing to study architecture. And while we were there with the architectural firm, I think it was Kennedy Associates, we of course stopped into one of the many restaurants down there while still looking at the architecture. And I thought, wow, this is a much more pleasant experience than studying cow placentas.
I can imagine. You can have a little drink right after at Laclede's Landing, right?
Okay,
So you authored a book, St. Catherine of Alexandrian Renaissance Roman Art. What was the inspiration to write this work?
Okay, well, while I was working on my dissertation, which was on a painter called Baldassare Peruzzi, I kept working on his chapels, and every time I went into one of these chapels, there was St. Catherine. So I started researching her, and all the answers kept saying, and St. Catherine of Alexandria, for obvious reasons. Well, what were those obvious reasons? So I kept that in the sort of back of my mind, and I started looking seriously into issues about Catherine of Alexandria. One of the things that came up is this whole idea of she was an Eastern saint. She was from Alexandria, Egypt, whose body, after death, had traveled to Mount Sinai, and her cult was very, very strong over near Jerusalem in the Holy Lands, and then somewhere around the 10th, 11th century, all of a sudden you start finding her in Pisa, as well as in Rome, as well as in Naples. Well, since I wanted to focus really on Rome, I started especially looking there. And when she first comes to Rome, she's really celebrated as, almost a divine scholar. Her greatest work was really as an orator, where she could really convince people to follow her and to be more Christian. The famous story of the 50 philosophers. They were hired to basically convince her not to be a Christian anymore, but instead she convinced them to be Christian. And so the images go with that. When you first start seeing her early cult, especially in Rome, you see her dressed as a Byzantine princess or a Byzantine queen. And a few hundred years later, all of a sudden she's dressed as a Western princess. Then her cult changes. And her cult changes, especially in the city of Rome, where all of a sudden by the 13th, 14th century, there's this great legend that's been grafted onto her cult, her following, that says that she was the daughter of Constantine, and that the whole battle of the Milvian Bridge, the whole battle to claim Christianity for the Roman Empire, was because of Catherine. And so these images of her as a princess then really bring her to the West and really keep her there. And it's interesting also that a couple hundred years after that, even, all of a sudden things are different in terms of spirituality, and she becomes known as the Great Bride of Christ. And so there's numerous images of her, the Bride of Christ, especially with male religious orders. You wouldn't think that, right?
Right.
You'd think bride, you'd think woman. But in fact, in theology, the soul is always feminine. And so both men and women, especially religious,
l'anima would think
of themselves as the bride, and Christ is the eternal bridegroom. And that comes up in art all the time with religious orders using images of Catherine at the moment when she's the bride of Christ.
So give a few details on St. Catherine of Alexandria. When was she born in particular?
She was especially noticed in the 4th century in Alexandria.
So we're talking about very early on.
Very early, yes. She's considered to be an early Christian virgin martyr. But her cult doesn't really get going until about the 8th century, when miraculously the monks of Mount Sinai found her body close by. And the monastery of St. Catherine literally has her shrine, has her tomb.
I see. That's beautiful. Now, let's focus a little bit more on Rome. You travel to Rome quite often, obviously, concerning St. Catherine of Alexandria. But tell us a little bit more about your trips to the Eternal City. How often do you give lectures and conferences there?
Well, I started going to Italy as a graduate student. I took this great class called Renaissance City Planning, and we just walked the streets of Rome just looking at the art and architecture. And, of course, then when I became a graduate student and had to write a dissertation, I chose an Italian Renaissance topic. And that took me to Rome for 3 years, which was one of the greatest experiences of my life. One of the reasons why that was so great is because during those years, the Sistine Chapel was being renovated, and the director of the museum would let art historians go up the scaffolding, but not artists. I think I went up the scaffolding and touched the frescoes by Michelangelo like 20
wow.
times.
Impressive.
Yeah. And so, you know, once I then got a job as an art historian, I had to keep my research up, publish, right, and or perish, and give lectures as well as give conference papers. And so I go to Italy twice a year. Usually I'm in the archives.
What a great experience. Well, we're with Dr. Cynthia Stolhans, professor of art history at St. Louis University, and we'll be right back after we continue the Ciao St. Louis Italian Music Program. We will be speaking specifically about her new book, Renaissance Roman Mistresses, Lives, Lovers, and Art. So we'll be right back after this.
All right, very interesting. We have a special birthday dedication for Mr. Harry Smith to his beautiful wife, which happens to be my little sister, Jeannie Smith. He has requested one of her favorite artists, Andrea Bocelli. So this one goes out to you, Jeannie. Happy birthday from Harry Smith.
So che non c'è luce in una stanza quando manca il sole. Se non ci sei tu con me, su le finestre mostra a tutti il mio cuore che hai acceso. Chiudi dentro me la luce che hai incontrato per strada. Con te partirò, paesi che non ho mai veduto e vissuto con te. Adesso sì, li vivrò con te, partirò su navi per mari che io lo so, non esistono più, con te io li vivrò. Quando sei lontana sogno all'orizzonte e mancano le parole.
Con te io li vivrò, con te partirò.
Okay, and you're listening to the Ciao St. Louis Italian Music Program. We are going to continue with another song from Sanremo of 2017. Una canzone da Paolo Turci.
You know, I'm just not going to say anything about this next song. You'll recognize it.
Non ti trucchi e sei più bella, le mani stanche e sei più bella. Con le ginocchia sotto il mento, fuori piove a dirotto, qualcosa dentro ti si è rotto e sei più bella. Sovrappensiero, tutto si ferma, ti vesti in fretta e sei più bella. E dentro hai una confusione, hai messo tutto in discussione. Sorridi e non ti importa niente, niente. Sei un'emozione, ti cambia anche il nome. Tu dalle ragione, tu dalle ragione. Se anche il cuore richiede attenzione, tu fatti del bene, tu fatti bella per te. Bella per te, per te, per te. Passano inverni e sei più bella, e finalmente ti lasci andare, apri le braccia. Ti rivedrai dentro una foto, perdonerai il tempo passato e finalmente ammetterai che sei più bella. Sei un'emozione, cambia anche il nome, tu dalle ragione, tu dalle ragione. Se anche il cuore richiede attenzione, tu fatti del bene, tu fatti bella per te, per te, per te, tu fatti bella per te. Sei più bella quando sei davvero tu. E sei più bella quando non ci pensi più. Bella per te.
And that was Paola Turci, Fatti Bella Per Te. We have a full house here today. We got Chris Stevens just got here, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about Italian language. And we have Giovanna Leopardi with the Migliori Anni coming up at the top of the hour. And we have Fabio Gravazzi right now featuring Gianni Morandi.
Può aiutare, mi fa volare, mi fa volare. Quando sto cantando e Gianni cerca di scappare, mi fa volare, mi fa volare. Però a questi giovani di oggi no. Però io ti giuro mai li capirò.
capitano, servirebbe un sacchetto per vomitare.
No, 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 guarda che non era per me.
Ah, mi scusi.
Allacciate le cinture che stiamo per atterrare. Non abbiamo alternative, atterriamo in tangenziale.
Ma papà, non so cosa dirti, non trovo un lavoro che mi piace.
Hai affittato una Ferrari che può solo accompagnare. Mi fa volare, mi fa volare. Il mio cane va in vacanza e mi ha voluto abbandonare. Mi fa volare, mi fa volare. Però a questi giovani di oggi no.
And that was Fabio Dravazzi with Gianni Morandi, Mi fa volare. Continuiamo con la musica di Deborah Lorado, la canzone intitolata Da sola.
Scivola libera, senza paura rimango a guardare, senza paura ti sento parlare lontano da me. Scivola libera, senza paura rimango a guardare, senza paura ti sento parlare lontano da me.
All right, we're back live with a very special guest, Dr. Cynthia Stolhans, professor of art history at St. Louis University. Dr. Stolhans specializes in the art of the Italian Renaissance, and she travels yearly to Italy giving lectures, conferences. Her book, St. Catherine of Alexandria in Renaissance Roman Art, explains why a medieval saint from the early Eastern Mediterranean came to be such a powerful symbol in early modern Rome. Dr. Stolhans is currently writing a book entitled Renaissance Roman Mistresses, Lives, Lovers, and Art. Tell us a little bit about this endeavor and give us a little preview about what this book is going to be about.
Okay, I'm happy to. Well, first of all, a lot of people are saying that I've gone from saints to sinners, and in many people's minds I have. This project came up. I've done a lot of reading and a lot of preliminary looking at the roles of women in Renaissance society, and you might say that they break down in terms of marginalized women and non-marginalized or noble women. And so that marginalized group was always very intriguing to me. And of course, in terms of looking at art, I'd go into major churches in Rome, and I'd see that a big chapel was paid for by a courtesan, or a big chapel was paid for by a mistress. And I wanted to know more, and no one else was really working on this particular kind of project in Rome. So I've kind of stepped in there after my book on Catherine of Alexandria came out. Now, let me just say that two of the mistresses that I want to mention today, they were both the mistress of Cardinal Rodrigo Borgia, who later became Pope Alexander VI. As Pope, he did have a mistress. As Cardinal, he did have a mistress. And a lot of people say, how can that be? How can a man who is either a Cardinal or a Pope be open in living with a woman? And I have to go back to, there was sort of a gray area in the Renaissance where clerical celibacy was sometimes defined as not married. And so these men were not married, but the conversation, which went on about 1,000 years in the Catholic Church, usually said that once you are a priest, you have to live a chaste life. You cannot have sexual relations. And so often a man became a cardinal and was not a priest. And so if that's the case, then it's still, certainly he's living with a woman who's not his wife, but he's not under a vow in terms of the Catholic Church. And so these things were a bit different, a lot different than they are now in today's world. The women, the mistresses, they were almost always married to another man. Usually they came from middle class families or even higher, and they were married to men in the middle class or even higher. The first one that I wanted to mention is Venalza Catanei. She's the very, very famous first mistress of Cardinal Rodrigo, who is going to become Pope Alexander VI. And she lives with him in a big palace down in the center of Rome, and she bears at least 4, some people say 5 children. Now, I've held in my hands the documents where when Cardinal Rodrigo becomes Pope, he then legitimizes his children. He claims that they are his natural children and that he wants all of society to know this. And so the children go on and have very productive lives under the microscope of the entire world at this particular time. But let's get back to Venalza. Venalza. You know, sometimes I say I try to focus more on what she paid for than how she earned her money. But the truth of the matter is, being the mistress of the Pope, she got lots of lands as gifts. She got lots of jewelry as gifts. And women, when they became a patron of the art, meaning that they're going to go to the artist and they're going to say, I want this. I want a new chapel. I want you to decorate it this way. They're in the power position. They're in control with their money. And sometimes their money came to them directly, sometimes indirectly. For example, in the Papal States, which you have to remember that the Pope is like the King and the Pope in the Papal States, women they remained in control of their dowry. They almost always had a dowry. Now, they didn't get the interest off of the dowry, but they remained in control of the principal. And so often then, when these women became widows, which happened a lot, I'm sorry to say, they then had all of their money at their disposal. And so it's this money, along with gifts of land, along with gifts of jewelry, that they used to pay for huge, big artistic productions, including chapels, including palaces, including great famous works of art. And so Venalza, she got a funerary chapel in the Church of Santa Maria del Popolo, a major church in Rome. Now, did everybody look down upon her? In many respects, yes, especially when she didn't have the relationship anymore with Cardinal Rodrigo Borgia. But she still had a husband. She had not one, but 3 husbands. Whenever one of her husbands died, Cardinal Rodrigo Borgia made sure she got married within a matter of months. And then that man got money. That man got a great Vatican job, but his wife lived with Cardinal Rodrigo Borgia. And so she then hired major architects and artists to do a whole chapel for her. She did something that no other woman has done, and I have found this out. She put together her own coat of arms, and her coat of arms is divided into fours. One spot for her natal family, for the Catanae, the family of her father. One spot for her current husband, let's say. And the other two spots were dedicated to the Borgia. And besides using this coat of arms in her chapel, she also put in portraits of not her husband. She put in herself, the Pope, he was Pope at that time, and her four children, which I can't come across any other chapel where a woman basically builds her identity, legal or not, based on what she wanted her family unit and her history, almost her dynasty, to be in terms of the visual arts. So that's Venozza. Venozza gets kind of shoved to the side, and Giulia Farnese becomes the second long-term mistress of now Pope Alexander VI. In this particular case, here's the scenario. She's from the Farnese family. They're kind of the wannabes at the time. They're not as popular or as wealthy as the Orsini or the Colonna. And so here's this young, beautiful baby girl born into the family in 1474. She is promised in marriage to a man in the Orsini family, which is a huge, huge deal for the Farnese to marry into the Orsini. So when she's 16, she's married to Orsino Orsini. He's 17. Months later, her new mother-in-law negotiates that she will become the mistress of the Pope, Alexander VI. So those two, mother-in-law and Giulia, known as La Bella Farnese, move to Rome. And the husband, the 17-year-old husband, stays in the tiny little city of Bassanello, where he has a castle. What happens is Giulia and the Pope get along really, really well. So you're probably thinking, where's the art in this, right? That castle back in Bassanello, Orsino Orsini dies tragically while he's in bed, in his own bed. A beam from the ceiling falls and kills him, which means the castle passes to his wife, who's down in Rome with the Pope. So she gets the castle. She totally decorates the chapel at the castle. It's absolutely beautiful. Then what happens is her family gives her another castle in Carbignano. And so there she has two castles, and she takes on the decoration of another chapel outside of her castle in Carbignano. So she becomes a great patron of the arts as well. And she outlives the Pope. And she takes on these castles and her patronage projects and what she does really with the rest of her life. So you might say that when I approach these works of art with looking at mistresses, I ask, what are they doing? How do the works of art that they pay for have any really expression of themselves? How is their identity revealed through their paintings or through their architecture? And so that's the kind of questions I ask, more so than artist related, like why did the artist choose this color or why did the artist do this? So that's what the whole sort of core of patronage is, to ask, how does the meaning of the work of art really express something about the patron, the person who paid?
So you're looking at more of the hermeneutic of contextuality, of historicity, and
Absolutely. Whatnot.
So, and along those lines, I do want to explore a little bit about the role of womanhood in Renaissance Rome, and how does that come forth through the paintings you have researched? What insights can you give us about the role of a woman in that particular society? And we can even talk a little bit also about St. Catherine of Alexandria and how that comes across in Roman art.
Yeah, I'd have to say that, you know, you can look at women in terms of being depicted in art as subject matter, and then you can also talk about women in terms of their involvement a little bit as artists, which there were a few in the Renaissance, and then a lot as patrons of art. So the first one, subject matter. There are all kinds of women represented in art. You have mythological subject matter, you have religious subject matter like St. Catherine of Alexandria, you have portraiture, you have family portraits. And the idea, though, is also who's expressing what? Like, how are these paintings used? Is it a celebration of, you know, you want this bedroom and so you want paintings of gods and goddesses all throughout your bedroom? Or is it a chapel and you want a painting of somebody like St. Catherine of Alexandria? That's usually where she is, by the way. She's in a lot of the most prominent chapels in the city of Rome, including the big one in San Clemente, which a lot of people visit.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Have you seen the chapel?
I have.
And she is there, you might say, partnered with St. Ambrose, and that really leads to the connection of those two were both considered doctors of the church during the Renaissance period. And so once you look at subject matter, you also have to say, how is the person being expressed? Is this something about them spiritual? Is this something about them physical? Is it something about them historical? But moving from that, if you look at the lives of women in the Renaissance, you see that basically a lot depend on your economic background. If you were a poor girl, you would have to hope that somebody was going to give you enough of a dowry that even a poor farm boy might want to marry you. But if you were in the noble classes, obviously your dowry could be millions and millions of dollars in today's standards, and then you would be marrying into a prominent family. You often still had control of your money, but you often then also worked together with your husband and that family. The other way to go, I mentioned marginalized versus noble women. Marginalized women were the women who basically went into prostitution or went into being courtesans. I should give a side note that being a prostitute was a legal profession in Renaissance Rome, as long as you paid your weekly dues to the Vatican. So
very interesting.
So you had the marginalized women, but then you also had the women who had control of their money, as I've started to talk about before, and they could become great patrons. They could give money to religious orders. They could give money to, you know, family members to do things with. They could actually, it was women who helped some of the newest religious orders in 16th century Rome, such as St. Ignatius of Loyola and his quest to build the first church for the Jesuits. The main chapels in the Gesù were all paid for by women.
Wow.
And St. Philip Neri, he also got a lot of support from women. And then when he built the Chiesa Nuova, a lot of those paintings and chapels were paid for by women. And so the roles of women were very, very many. They could do a lot depending on where they were in the economic structure.
I see. Let's talk a little bit about your classes that you teach at St. Louis University. And quick question, do you ever take your students to Italy or to Rome?
I haven't per se at this particular time. When I lived in Italy in the mid-80s, I worked for Elder Hostel, and so I took large groups of people through the Vatican, through the city streets of Rome, and it was a wonderful experience. But I haven't actually taken a group from St. Louis U. I have been talking with Father Marconi about doing something through maybe Catholic Studies, doing Catholic Studies and alum in the future, 1 or 2, maybe even 3 years from now.
Sounds exciting. Parli un po' d'italiano? Un po'?
No, non è necessario adesso. Perché adesso voglio parlare of my classes at St. Louis U. Okay.
I see.
Why don't we do this right after we pay a few bills here?
Okay.
So that they don't turn us off.
Without a doubt. So let's go.
Let's go ahead and hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back with
Dr. Cynthia Stolhans from St. Louis University.
Right after this. Thank you.
This program, Child St. Louis, is brought to you in part by Vitali's Deli, located at 425 North Sappington Road, Glendale, Missouri, off the hill. You can reach them by calling 314-966-9912. Owner Mike Vitali offers deli sandwiches, all named after members of his family, like the Pete Italian Sandwich, which is loaded with boar's head ham, salami, roast beef, mozzarella, and their very own homemade Italian dressing. Vitali's Deli also offers various salads, as well as bakery goods from Vitali's Bakery. The restaurant opens at 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and serves until they run out of bread or 6 p.m., whatever comes first. Saturday business hours are from 10:30 a.m. till 3 p.m. That's Vitali's Deli at 425 North Sappington Road, Glendale, Missouri, off the hill.
This program is brought to you in part by Auto Art Collision and Restoration Center on the Hill. Auto Art specializes in classic car restoration and auto body repair. Their expertise is breathing new life into lackluster antiques. Owner Bill Anselmo welcomes you to tour his facility at 5305 Northrop Avenue. Give them a call at 314-773-6663 or visit them online at autoartstl.com. That's Auto Art, St. Louis's premier auto body shop on the hill.
All right, we're back with Dr. Cynthia Stolhans, professor of art history at St. Louis University. And just wanted to ask you a quick question. What do you teach at St. Louis University? Give us a few of the subject matters that that you teach.
Right. I primarily teach Italian Renaissance art history, you might say. And so some of them are more like introductory courses like early Renaissance art or high Renaissance art. But I also do what you think of as thematic courses. I have a very popular course called Life and Times of Michelangelo. Students love that. Michelangelo lived a long time, and there's a lot to cover in that particular class. But I also do saints in art, as well as a whole thematic course on the art of Rome, which starts from, you know, the founding of Rome in the 7th century BC up until what's happening in the 21st century.
Incredible. I think I want to take a few of these classes.
You're so kind.
You're making me want to go back and study at SLU.
I remember you from SLU.
Yes, I did. I was there for, 4 years maybe? A long time ago.
One class, 4 years? Wow.
So tell us a little bit about your involvement with the Italian Club of St. Louis. I know you've given some lectures here in St. Louis.
Right. Actually, I guess my relationships with the Italian Club started about 10 years ago when Gene Mariani and especially came forward and asked if I would be interested in doing a couple of talks. And I've talked about Julius II, Pope in the 16th century, and his patronage projects with Michelangelo. I've talked about the great artist Caravaggio. And more recently, I talked about Renaissance women and highlighted one or two of my ladies, you might say.
Caravaggio is also another one of my favorites, with the chiaroscuro and all of that.
He is great. I want to visit Malta very soon so I can see the paintings there.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Stolhans, for joining us on the Ciao St. Louis radio program. Grazie mille e ci sentiamo a presto.
Grazie molto.
Grazie, doctor. And we will continue on with the Italian music with the Biagio Antonacci, la canzone intitolata Ti Penso Raramente, and we'll be back at the top of the hour with the Anni Migliori with Giovanna Leopardi.
Lamentarti tu di me, lamentarmi io di te. Tutto il tempo che non torna più. Ho già chiesto agli usurai dei cervelli deboli di risolvere il mio caso. Ti dissolvi dentro ti risolvi senza me, neanche il tempo per estinguersi. Io ti penso raramente, te lo dico veramente. È bastato star dentro in un altro cappotto per capire che in fondo avrei rotto. Io ti penso raramente, ho diviso cuore e mente, anche se con fatica attraverso la vita, consapevole in fondo avrei rotto. Raccontare io di te, raccontare tu di me, pane fresco per pettegoli. Io ti penso raramente, te lo dico veramente. È bastato star dentro in un altro cappotto per capire che in fondo avrei rotto. Io ti penso raramente, ho diviso cuore e mente, anche se con fatica attraverso la vita, consapevole in fondo avrei rotto. Invisibile per gli occhi tuoi sarò, e non avrai mai più cura tu di me. Non ho avuto gusto io andando via.
sente.
Io ti penso raramente, te lo dico veramente. È bastato star dentro in un altro cappotto per capire che in fondo avrei rotto, avrei rotto. Io ti penso raramente, ho diviso cuore e mente, anche se con fatica attraverso la vita, consapevole in fondo avrei rotto, avrei rotto. Io ti penso raramente, con la forza della mente, allontano i momenti che mi tornano veri, quando rara e radiosa mi venivi a cercare.
Ci sono milioni di stelle in città, 100.000 lanterne, c'è tutta la luce che c'è, ma sei tu l'universo per me. Ci sono migliaia di baci, diamanti e di sguardi veloci, c'è tutto l'amore che c'è, ma sei tu l'universo per me. Ma se un pensiero una mattina mi sveglierà e tu non fossi qua, se tu non fossi qua, metti la mano sopra il mio cuore, si calmerà, digli che amore avrà e che non finirà.
Ci sono giardini di fiori e la gente che aspetta là fuori, c'è tutto il profumo che c'è, ma sei tu l'universo per me. Ma se un pensiero una mattina mi sveglierà e tu non fossi qua, se tu non fossi qua, metti la mano sopra il mio cuore, si calmerà, digli che amore avrà e che non finirà. Centomila lanterne, c'è tutta la luce che c'è, ma sei tu l'universo per me. Ma se un pensiero una mattina mi sveglierà e tu non fossi qua, se tu non fossi qua, metti la mano sopra il mio cuore, si calma.
perso per me.
Serving the Gateway City area since 1921, Variety 770 WEW St. Louis.
Scarseggia l'acqua per siccità e sprechi, 2 miliardi di danni per l'agricoltura, a Roma si va verso il razionamento idrico. Medio Oriente, dopo gli scontri muore un quinto palestinese, blitz nella notte dell'esercito israeliano, arrestati 25 capi di Hamas. Dramma dell'immigrazione in Texas, 8 persone nascoste in un camion trovate morte a San Antonio, tra loro anche 2 bambini. Cala la popolarità del presidente francese Macron, secondo i sondaggi il capo dell'Eliseo perde 10 punti in un solo mese. Emergenza incendi in Sicilia, brucia da 24 ore la riserva dello Zingaro, 4 giovani arrestati nel Viterbese mentre appiccavano un rombo.
And thank you to Rai News, Notizie in 40 secondi. That previous song that we just played, easy for me to say it, L'Universo per me by Angelica. What a beautiful song. That was dedicated from Mr. Tom DiMaggio to his beautiful wife, Angelica, Angelina.
Yeah.
Huh? How about that?
I didn't know my dad was so romantic.
I know, I didn't either. You know what? It's the top of the hour, and you know what that means?
Five, four, three, two, one, zero. Let's start the party.
All right. We have Giovanna Leopardi with us. Welcome, Giovanna.
Grazie. Buona domenica. Mi sentite?
Sì.
Ah, benissimo.
Sì.
Bene, benvenuti di nuovo al mio segmento I migliori anni. La settimana scorsa abbiamo visto a confronto gli anni 80 con i 90 e grazie ai vostri voti Ci vorrebbe un amico di Antonello Venditti è stata decretata la canzone vincente, per cui gli anni 80, ovvero i mitici anni 80, oggi si scontreranno con gli anni più recenti, i nostri anni, cioè gli anni 2000. Però prima di iniziare la carrellata di musica vorrei ringraziare due ascoltatori che ci seguono o cercano di seguirci ogni domenica dall'Italia. Il primo è Luigi Di Santillo da Roma e poi la mia cara amica Assunta Ferraiuolo da Caserta, che hanno anche risposto al piccolo quiz musicale su Attenti al Lupo, e cioè l'autore della canzone di Attenti al Lupo, che è Ron, ovvero conosciuto per gli amici come Ron, però il suo nome non artistico è Rosalino Cellammare, e in più l'album da cui la canzone era tratta era Cambio. Quindi grazie a Luigi e ad Assunta per seguirci e ad aver risposto al mio piccolo quiz. Benissimo, iniziamo questa volta con un mio favorito, un altro cantante che ha lasciato il mondo della musica troppo presto, e cioè Mango. Lui è conosciuto con il suo cavallo di battaglia Oro, però oggi ascolteremo Lei Verrà del 1986.
Lei verrà, io ne ho già sete. Lei verrà, nel tempo che verrà, e scenderà giù per la collina, da nuove città. Stai qui con me, stanotte piove, e piove su noi che non ci incontriamo mai. Lei verrà a quest'estate, lei verrà, perché ti aspetto già. più soli.
Dopo Mango, il prossimo cantante è Gianni Togni con Luna del 1980.
Passo le notti a camminare dentro un metro, sembro uscito da un romanzo giallo, ma cambierò, sì cambierò. Gettano arance da un balcone, così non va, tiro tre calci ad un pallone e poi chissà, non sono ancora diventato matto, qualcosa farò. Ma adesso no,
Luna,
Luna, non mostri solamente la tua parte migliore, stai benissimo da sola, sai cos'è l'amore e credi solo nelle stelle, mangi troppe caramelle, e Luna, Luna, ti ho vista dappertutto, anche in fondo al mare, ma io lo so che dopo un po' ti stanchi di girare, restiamo insieme questa notte. Mi hai detto no per troppe volte, Luna. E guardo il mondo da un oblò, mi annoio un po', se sono triste mi travesto come Pierrot, poi salgo sopra i tetti e grido al vento, guarda che anch'io ho fatto appunti con Dio. Ho mille libri sotto il letto, non leggo più, ho mille sogni in un cassetto, non lo apro più. Parlo da solo e mi confondo e penso che in fondo sì, sto bene così.
Luna!
Luna, tu parli solamente a chi è innamorato, chissà quante canzoni ti hanno già dedicato, ma io non sono come gli altri, perché ho progetti più importanti. Luna! Luna, non essere arrabbiata, dai non fare la scema, il mondo è piccolo se visto da un'altalena, sei troppo bella per sbagliare, solo tu mi sai capire, Luna. E guardo il mondo da un oblò, mi annoio un po', a mezzanotte puoi trovarmi vicino a un jukebox, poi sopra i muri scrivo in latino, evviva le donne, evviva il buon vino. Son pieno di contraddizioni, che male c'è, adoro le complicazioni, fanno per me, non metterò la testa a posto, mai a maggio vedrai che mi sposerai.
Luna,
Luna, non dirmi che a quest'ora tu già devi scappare, in fondo è presto, l'alba ancora si deve svegliare, siamo insieme ad ogni porta, se sembra sciocco cosa importa. Luna, Luna, che cosa vuoi che dica, non so recitare, ti posso offrire solo un fiore, poi portarti a ballare, vedrai saremo un po' felici e forse molto più che amici. Luna,
Dominic Consolino here, owner of Amigetti's on the Hill. Home of the Amigetti Special, a true St. Louis treasure. Served on Amigetti bread, baked fresh, right here in our bakery every day, as it has been since 1921. We're located in the heart of the hill, at the intersection of Marconi and Wilson Avenue, across the street from St. Ambrose Church. Check us out on Facebook at Amigetti's on the Hill. Amigetti's on the Hill is a gift a meal restaurant.
This program is brought to you in part by Guido's Pizzeria and Tapas. Located in the heart of the hill, Guido's offers the best of Mediterranean cuisine. With a menu full of classic Italian fare and traditional Spanish entrees and tapas, delivering a taste of Spain in the middle of Italy. With made-to-order dishes like Guido's homemade lasagna, tapas calientes, and rich caramelized flan. Visit them at 5046 Shaw Avenue. That's Guido's Pizzeria on the hill.
Bene, adesso lasciamo gli anni 80 e iniziamo gli anni 2000. La prossima canzone è dal Festival di Sanremo del 2003 di Alex Britti, 7000 caffè.
Caffè, li ho già presi perché sono stanco di stare al volante, vorrei arrivare entro sera da te, che aspetti me nel castello lassù, con la treccia già sciolta, affacciata al balcone vestita di blu. 7000 caffè è l'effetto che ho quando arrivo al portone, ti vedo gridare con gli occhi il mio nome, perciò vieni verso di me e io pazzo di te, in un attimo ci diamo il bacio più dolce che c'è. Ho bisogno di te perché sei bella e poi ho bisogno di tutte quelle cose che non hai. Ho bisogno di te come l'acqua e il caffè, come un mondo che gira e che amore se non vuoi finirà mai, non finirà mai. Ad esempio lo sai, l'altra sera ero a casa, cercavo da bere ma il frigo era vuoto perché non ho fatto la spesa. Tu non ci crederai, indovina che c'è, ho trovato una tazza con l'ultimo dei 7000 caffè. Ora sto qui da solo e non dormo e non volo, mentre tu sei lontana ripenso a una scena di te senza velo. Non so bene cos'è, forse i troppi caffè, ma stanotte non riesco a dormire, l'amore lo faccio da me. Ho bisogno di te perché sei bella poi, ho bisogno di tutte quelle cose che mi fai. Ho bisogno di te come l'acqua e il caffè, come un mondo che gira e che amore se non vuoi non finirà mai. Che gira e che amore se non vuoi non finirà mai, non finirà mai.
Benissimo, adesso concludiamo questo segmento con un'altra canzone del 2003. Questa volta ascolteremo un gruppo e le vibrazioni con Dedicato a te.
Sai, certe volte accade che ci sia bisogno di andar via e lasciare tutto al fato. Sue capacità, ma questo è dedicato a te, alla tua lucente armonia. Sei immensamente Giulia, il tuo nome è come musica, mi riempie e non mi stanca mai, dedicato solo a te. Aspetta che arrivi la mia bocca da lietarti, chissà dove, chissà come. Vorrei fermare il tempo per godere delle tue fantasie, ascoltare senza interruzioni. Ma questo è dedicato a te, alla tua lucente armonia. Sei immensamente Giulia, il tuo nome solo a te.
Siamo giunti anche questa volta al termine del segmento I migliori anni. Spero vi siano piaciute le selezioni delle canzoni e vi prego di votarle ancora una volta sulla pagina Facebook di Ciao St. Louis. La settimana prossima gli anni 60 torneranno, quindi vediamo un po' forse che tipo di canzoni prenderò dagli anni 60. Quindi votate, votate, votate.
Votate, votate, votate. Continuiamo allora con un'altra canzone degli anni, migliori anni, una richiesta di Vita Leone, la sua richiesta di Massimo Glianieri, il Rose e il Rosse.
Rose rosse per te ho comprato stasera, cosa voglio da te? D'amore non si muore e non mi so spiegare perché muoio per te. Da quando ti ho lasciato
sarà perché ho sbagliato, ma io vivo di te. E ormai non c'è più strada che non mi porti indietro, amore, sai perché? Nel cuore del mio cuore non ho altro che te. Sa cosa voglio da te. D'amore non si muore, ma chi si sente solo non sa vivere più. Con l'ultima speranza stasera ho comprato rose rosse per te. La strada dei ricordi è sempre la più lunga, amore, sai perché? Nel cuore del mio cuore non ho altro che te.
And that was Massimo Ranieri, one of my favorite songs, Rose Rose. We're going to continue on with La Musica Italiana right before, well, Chris Stevens is here now. Chris, do you want to do the program
you
now?
Say I'm here now as though I just arrived.
No, he's been
even,
here.
Even in the first hour, I walked in right at 1 o'clock
I know,
and at 1:30 he said, he just arrived.
I just like
so,
to say your
trying
name.
Trying to get me in trouble.
No, we're gonna come back to you in a little bit here. We're going to play another song
or
two.
We got lots of stuff we can talk about here on the Italian Music Hour.
The Italian Music Program. But then someone said...
We can talk about the weather. Fa caldo. No, ma non fa caldo come ieri.
No.
Ieri è stato il giorno più caldo nella storia del St. Louis.
No.
Sì.
Vero?
Questo giorno.
No, ieri.
No.
1901.
Aspetta, faccio Google.
Faceva 107 gradi. 1901. Ieri 108.
22 luglio 1901.
Sì.
Ok.
Quanto caldo faceva caldo. Il più caldo?
C'è stato 110, 115.
Quando? Gianni, what do you think?
154 e anche in 34.
Ok, hai ragione.
Ok.
Te sì. Gerozun.
Tutta per una ragione. Aspetta,
Ma possiamo parlare di tante cose qua.
Sì, sì.
Perché questo è un programma della lingua, della cultura, della musica italiana.
Sì.
E siamo contenti così.
Va bene. Continuiamo con la musica allora?
Sì.
Sì, allora la musica di Gianna Nannini, Fotoromanza.
La sera non esci, ti prepari un panino mentre guardi la TV, anche tu, ti addormenti con qualcuno che alla luce del giorno non conosci più, anche tu, ti telefono no, ho il morale in cantina. Mi telefoni o no, chissà chi vincerà.
poi se ti diverti non la metti da parte un po' di felicità, anche tu. Io vorrei sognarti, ma ho perduto il sonno e la fantasia, anche tu. Ti telefono, no, ti telefono, no, io non cedo per prima. Mi telefoni o no, mi telefoni o no, chissà chi vincerà. Questo amore è una camera calda, è un palazzo che brucia in città. Questo amore è una lama sottile, è una scena all'allentatore. Questo amore è una bomba all'hotel. Questo amore è una finta surreal, è una fiamma che esplode nel cielo. Questo amore è un gelato al che ti vorrei soltanto un po' di più, anche tu. Io vorrei toccarti, ma più mi avvicino e più non so chi sei, anche tu. Ti telefono, no, ti telefono, no, io non cedo per prima. Mi telefono, no, mi telefono, no, chissà chi vincerà. Questo amore è una camera calda, è un palazzo che brucia in città. Questo amore è una lama sottile, è una scena.
Sostieni anche tu Radio Ciao St. Louis con un'offerta, è l'unico modo per garantire la continuità delle nostre trasmissioni. Possiamo vivere solo con l'aiuto degli ascoltatori. Chiamateci in diretta 314-691-1300 o visita il nostro sito web ciaostl.com. And just wanted to say to all people who are listening in Cape Girardeau, ciao a tutti, ciao to everyone in Cape. We're gonna see you this evening from 5 o'clock to 10 at Gabriel's Wine and Food. We're having Ciao St. Louis Goes to Cape Girardeau, just 2 hours south. Everyone is invited. For more information on that event tonight, we're going to have phenomenal food and drinks with Luciano Racca and Gian Nicola Colucci, who's the chef at the Four Seasons here in St. Louis. So for more information on that, go to our Facebook page, Ciao St. Louis. All right, I think we have another song by Vasco Rossi, Un mondo migliore.
Non è facile pensare di andar via e portarsi dietro la malinconia. Non è
facile partire e poi morire per rinascere in un'altra situazione, un mondo migliore. Non è facile pensare di cambiare le abitudini di tutta una stagione, di una vita che è passata come un lampo e che fila dritta verso la stazione del mondo migliore, del mondo migliore. Un mondo migliore, un mondo migliore, un mondo migliore, un mondo migliore. Trovarsi sulla strada quando passa la necessità di andare, quando è ora e ora e ora di partire e non puoi, non puoi, non puoi più rimandare. Il mondo migliore, il mondo migliore. Soltanto qualche rimpianto. Sì, tutto è possibile, perfino credere che possa esistere un mondo migliore. Mondo migliore, mondo migliore, mondo
us.
All right, we are live on Facebook again. That was Vasco Rossi with Un Mondo Migliore. Steve, it's not Steve, it's Chris Stevens.
It's okay.
Is here. I keep saying Steve. I'm sorry, Steve.
Scusa. And we also have Jay DiMaggio.
We have Gaspare DiMaggio.
Gaspare, we think, has some announcements.
We're going to do the lessons. Yeah, let's do the lessons.
Lezione di lingua.
You can see it live on
People
Facebook.
Can see live on Facebook.
Live right now.
Ciao Facebook. Ciao St. Louis. Ciao ai nostri ascoltatori in tutto il mondo. E come sempre facciamo adesso la prossima puntata delle nostre lezioni di lingua per chi che vuole aumentare il vocabolario personale per parlare la bella lingua. We're going to now do our next installment of
our language lesson to those who are trying to expand their vocabulary with some useful phrases and words for their everyday conversation, but also trying to build on things we're doing here on the show. So I thought today I would take some terminology from the world of art, given that we had Dr. Cynthia Stolhans, who's an expert in the art history, specifically of the Italian Renaissance. And by the way, the word Renaissance came up many times. If you go to museums in Italy, you'll see the word Rinascimento, il Rinascimento, for the Renaissance, not to be confused with il Risorgimento, which is the unification of Italy, which happened started in 1861. Il Rinascimento, the Renaissance. She mentioned quite a few things that I think come up in everyday life if you're traveling in Italy. She talked about various churches. Chiesa is our basic word for church, chiesa. But you'll also come across the word Duomo. Duomo comes from the Latin word domus. And Duomo is usually used to refer to a cathedral or a basilica, depending on the location. Il Duomo di Milano, very famous of the Duomos.
Domus
from the Latin domus.
Did your mom ever say domus? Doing your domus.
Domus, yeah.
I think that's a little different. Yeah. In fact, I don't think you'd want to say domus when smacking your child.
So you want to pray after she does hit you.
Exactly.
Domus,
you do want to pray domus. Afterwards.
Okay. Please, God, make this stop hurting.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
So, Signor aiutami, I think, is what we used to say.
Yeah. If we want to talk about paintings, in fact, a lot of students confuse the word to paint, because in English we just have the one word to describe whether you're putting new paint on the outside of your house versus creating a portrait or a landscape. In Italian, verniciare would be to paint your house, vernice meaning the paint itself. To do this for artistic purposes, dipingere, which is kind of like our word depict, dipingere. And then to draw, disegnare, like our word design, the verb is disegnare. And a drawing is a disegno, so a lot of people confuse that because they assume it's specifically a design. The word disegno could mean design, but it could also just mean drawing. We have then a painting itself, un quadro. Il quadro is the painting if we're referring to something hanging on a wall in a museum. She mentioned several times patronage and sponsorship of the arts in Italy. And so I thought we could bring up a few words, especially since we just asked for some patronage and sponsorship here on the show. Sponsorizzare. We've been talking here a lot about words that derived from English. So the verb sponsorizzare, to sponsor. Of course, today, someone who is a sponsor is often referred to as uno sponsor. But then we also have un patrono, like the word patron. So sponsorizzare, or another word for a patron or a sponsor is a sostenitore. When Michael a minute ago said, anche tu puoi sostenere, or he said, tu sostieni. So that comes from the same word, sostenitore. Some other words, if you're on the sightseeing bit, il museo, the museum, il museo. And you'll often see the word la galleria, like the word gallery, although that can be confused too, because a galleria is a tunnel. So if you're driving down the autostrada and you see galleria, 100 metri, it's not referring to an art museum in 100 meters. You can turn, pull over quick, there's a museum. Okay, a couple of other things, and I thought this might be kind of fun, given that she was talking about the Renaissance. The Renaissance artists and painters were amazingly ingenious in terms of developing new means. We know that perspective in painting was developed during the Renaissance to create a three-dimensional look at the painting. Italy, of course, is the first place this was done. And then it brought some words into art that you'll often hear. Chiaroscuro is one. Literally means light dark, but it's referring to the use of shading and highlight to create depth in a painting. There's a phrase, camera oscura, literally translated, dark or obscure room. When we think of dark room, we think of photography when you were developing film, but the word dark, camera oscura, referred to a device that the Italian Renaissance painters used to help them paint in perspective, and it was a box that had a lens that would let light in that would allow them to, and they would superimpose a grid over the mirror in it so they could see what they were looking at juxtaposed over a grid that they could then transpose to the painting with a sort of mathematical layout of grid lines to create the idea of depth. This was originally done, however, in an actual room. So if you took a room like the one that we're in, and you covered the window, leaving just a pinhole in one side of the bit of the window, you would get projected onto the opposite wall an upside down image of whatever you see outside the window. In fact, down on the hill in our Italian community, in the store, the soap store Erbaria, the proprietor there, Ken Gilberg, had, I'm not sure if he still has it or not, I think he might, but the upstairs, yes, he created a camera oscura. And if you go up there, hanging on a sheet that covers the room, you can see the upside down image of St. Ambrose projecting. He did it as an experiment. Anyway, the reason I tell you this, it was developed during the Renaissance, this device, but it's from that device that we took the word camera to mean the device that you used to take pictures. Shrink that box down small enough, put photosensitive paper in it, and you have a camera. The word, though, camera, in Italian, we know means room. So if you ask for a camera at a hotel when you're going to see these museums, you're asking for a hotel room. We took that word to mean photographic camera. And by the way, the word camera, it's related to the English word chamber. So if you think of the word chamber meaning room. So there's some fun vocabulary for all of our listeners today. Hopefully you can put some of it to use. And a little history lesson in with it. We'll post this stuff on the website as usual at ciaostl.com.
Very nice. Very good.
Come va?
Grazie.
Prego. Come sempre.
Tutto, tutto a posto.
Quick sports news.
Sports news, sure.
Today was the final day of Le Tour de France, the bicycle race. Io sono appassionato del ciclismo. Christopher Froome won. He's Kenyan born, lives in England. But we had an Italian racer came in fifth, and the overall Fabio Aru, who is Sardo, he's from Sardinia.
Are you going to participate an up-and-coming star on the hill?
I will not be participating. I've gotten past that point in my life.
Yeah. Okay.
I will, however, be there. I've been there every year since the earliest years of the race, and I was thinking that that week perhaps we ought to do some little lesson in cycling and some terminology so anybody going down to see the races can have some Italian to cheer on the racers.
And we'll probably go live.
Yeah, absolutely.
That would be fantastic.
Yes.
We should go live.
I got a location we can use.
Beautiful. Okay.
Perfect. Are we going to do a little announcements here?
Speaking Giro of della Montagna, sure.
Perfetto.
Cue my music, brother. Let's go.
Cue up a little music.
Come
here.
On.
And,
segue. What a nice seguiamo.
Seguiamo le notizie in 5 minuti.
5 minuti? 40 secondi?
No, 40 secondi un po'.
5 minuti.
5 minuti. Ok. Ciao a tutti. C'è DiMaggio. Welcome. These are some events that are happening around our town in the next few weeks. July 24th, that would be tomorrow night, soccer night at Busch Stadium. It's to join soccer night presented by Barrister's Restaurant. July 24th, with the purchase of a special ticket, you will receive a unique St. Louis Cardinals soccer jersey.
Very good.
August 5th is the Italian Open Children's Charity Dinner Auction. That's held at Sheraton Westport. That's August 5th from 5 to 10. It's the 44th annual Children's Charity Dinner Auction. For more information and who to contact, ciaostl.com. September 3rd, when you'll learn everything you want to know about ciclismo. Giro della Montagna, it's on September 3rd, the third stop in the Gateway Cup. It's held on the hill from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. You'll see that. They have races of different age groups and abilities. The later races, obviously, are the actual Gateway
races,
Cup race.
Yeah, the last race of the day.
Yeah, but get there at 12 to 6.
But there's also kid races. It's a family-friendly event.
So much fun. It is a lot of fun. And then on September 8th, there's a Project Inc. Trivia Night. It is it's going to be at the Electricians Hall. It's to help, accomplish their job. Our workers, those whom society would rather leave home or in adult daycare, experience pride, dignity, and economic self-worthiness as they accomplish their jobs at Project Inc. This trivia night is to help fund Project Inc. It's a good organization. It helps people who really don't have a chance to work in daily life. It gives them something to do and purpose and a mission and self-respect. It's good. That'll be trivia night September 8th. On September 16th, it's the Italian Fest 5K Run. That's in conjunction with Italian Fest in Collinsville. It's Saturday, September 16th, 8 a.m. For more information on that, registration is at it ends September 1st, and you can contact them at Main Street in Collinsville. Look for more information on chowstl.com for that. October 1st, like we tell you every week, put everything away. Come on down. It's the Chow St. Louis Presents Festa Italiana and the 150th version of the Columbus Day Parade. Again, all the information you need to hear there is at chowstl.com. It gives you the route. It gives you the hours. Things are still happening. We're putting it together. We'll bring you more details. But Chow St. Louis, if you don't mind, I got one more little thing, Mike.
Sure, absolutely.
My headphones are
you
falling off.
5 minutes.
We're there, right?
Almost there.
We are, in conjunction with the Chow St. Louis, the Festa Italiana and Parade, we are raising funds to put this thing on. Every year it takes anywhere between $15,000 and $20,000 to put it on. And we want to keep this celebration going, and we're working hard to do that. And to that end, we are asking, if you go to Chow St. Louis on our Facebook page, you can donate to our cause. And in return for your donation, any donation over $20 will get you a reserved table under one of the tents that day at the Festa Italiana. So Chow St. Louis Facebook page, you go there and you can donate to our cause. And just some of the people who have done
it
already.
It's simple to do. Just click donate. And
any amount is welcome.
Any amount.
Exactly. And the money will go from you to us. And it all goes, every penny goes to put on the Festa and the parade. We don't do anything else with it. Some of the donors so far, want to thank Mike and Danielle Grifero, Cynthia Stolens, Kelly Zara, Melody Pugliese Nicastro. I don't see Tony Nicastro, so I presume that's the next donation, right?
Well, yeah.
He's got to outdo her. So, Tony, you can definitely outdo Melody on your donation. Joe LaRusso, Shannon Hellner, Harry and Jeannie Smith, Tamara Dobson, Vito and Ellie Sicola, Joni Hermanson, Rob Ferraccio, Stephen Hugg, Nick Hellman, Angela Alotta, Robert Percelli, Steve Ferraccio, Matt Vitale, our very own Icy Michael DJ Mike Santangelo, and John Bertarelli. Those are just a few of the people that have donated so far. So if you want to donate and help us out with Festa Italiana and the parade.
I got a feeling we'll be seeing the Stevens and DiMaggio name on there shortly.
We're waiting to see what everybody else donates so I don't look bad. Chow St. Louis on our Facebook, and you can always go to chowstl.com and you can donate from there. Thank you so much, everybody. One last thing. Excuse me. For those of you, Channel 9 tomorrow night at 9 p.m., there'll be a program called Shalom Italia.
Interesting.
And Shalom Italia, it's a story of three brothers, the Anatis, and they were raised in an upper-class family in Florence, and it's their story of how they're... They fled from village to village and eventually settled in a forest near Villa Acesta, a town some 50 miles from Florence. And this is the story of that family. Channel 9, PBS tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Shalom Italia.
Shalom. Hey, one quick announcement if you don't mind. I wanted to send out a welcome to a new member of our Italian community in St. Louis. St. Ambrose Elementary School has just hired a new Italian teacher who will be starting in the fall. Her name's Miriam Colombo, and I had a lovely dinner with her the other night. She and her husband joined us, my family, at the Italian Club, and welcome Miriam. In a couple weeks, we're going to have her on the show, learn a little bit about the Italian language instruction. Only elementary school in St. Louis where you can learn Italian. So if you want your kids to learn Italian, you ought to be checking out St. Ambrose, and we'll have Miriam on the show. Welcome.
Fantastic.
Ciao, Miriam.
Thank you, Miriam. And let's just take a quick break here before the end of the program and pay a couple more bills, and we'll be right back. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you coming
in. Do you have friends or family visiting from out of town and need something fun you can all do together? Or are you a couple that just wants to do something other than just going out to eat together again? This is Pete Monzo, founder of Eat St. Louis Food Tours. You probably have seen us around the hill wearing those bright orange shirts and holding water bottles. Yep, that's us. Our walking food tours last about 3 hours. We stop at 6 different food places and eat, and in between, as we walk along, we learn about the history, architecture, and culture of the neighborhood. By the end of our food tour, you'll walk away with more knowledge about the area than the average St. Louisan, and having eaten some of the best food the hill has to offer. Try us out. Our food tours run every Friday and Saturday through November. You can get more information and buy your tickets online at eatstlouis.com. That's eatstlouis.com. Arrivederci!
This program is brought to you in part by Di Gregorio's Market on the Hill. Importers of fine Italian meats, cheeses, and pastas, including pre-cooked sauces, spadini, 38 different types of sausages, wines, lavazza, and illy coffees, and much more. Family-owned and operated since 1971. Visit them every day but Sunday at 5200 Daggett Avenue. That's Di Gregorio's Market on the Hill.
All right. I want to thank our guest again, Dr. Cynthia Stohans. Stohans, I'm sorry. And our co-host now, Chris Stevens. Steve Stevens. Come with the gamut.
Stefano.
I want to call you Stefano.
Stefano is fine.
Stefano. Okay. Gaspare Di Maggio.
Call me in ritardo per la cena.
No. Ritardo?
In ritardo.
Ah, no. In ritardo.
Play the music, Mike.
Play the music. Musica di Benji and Fede, tutta per una ragione.
Ciao.
Solo poche parole io e te. Non ho avuto occasione, sai com'è. Pensare troppo a volte è un errore e non mi servono tante parole. Nei tuoi occhi ogni cosa diventa semplice. E quando non mi vedi ti guardo ridere. E quando non mi vedi succede tutto per una ragione, e la ragione magari sei tu. Non ho niente da nascondere, e tu. Succede tutto per una ragione, e la ragione magari sei tu. Non ho niente da promettere, ma da scommettere con te. Effetti speciali io e te, ma è perfetto il nostro film così com'è. Posso stare a guardarti per ore e non mi basta sentire l'odore. Nei tuoi occhi ogni cosa sta per succedere. E quando non mi vedi ti guardo vivere. E quando non mi vedi succede tutto per una ragione, e la ragione magari sei tu. Non ho niente da nascondere, e tu. Succede tutto per una ragione, e la ragione magari sei tu.
Serving the Gateway City area since 1921, Variety 770 WEW St. Louis.